the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom.
Welcome to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special on WUTC. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. I'm inviting you to listen to an hour of true stories told through songwriting, stories of hard-won survival and healing on the battlefield and back home. Veterans, active duty service members, and their families have composed hundreds of these songs at music therapy sessions in Tennessee. The Operation Song organization facilitates the sessions, putting those veterans at a table with renowned country songwriters. This hour, we're bringing you the highlights. The professional songwriters involved in this have worked with Nashville royalty, Reba McEntire, Blake Shelton, and Keith Urban, but they say Operation Song is their greatest hit. Coming up, we're going to find out why. Portions of this special were aired in 2016 on Memorial Day. This rebroadcast includes new stories and songs. We'll visit a recording session in Nashville after this break.
Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May.
This is WUTC, Essential News, eclectic music, every day.
Welcome to Noon Tunes.
When this party's all said and done, I'm gonna have my fun.
Every week, the Noon Tunes concert series brings free Wednesday performances to Miller Plaza.
I feel the fire burning, it's burning deep inside.
You can see the full lineup at MillerPlazaChattanooga.com.
Catch WUTC's broadcasts of Noon Tunes Thursdays at 8 p.m.
Let's listen to that first chorus.
It was heavenly.
In a Nashville studio called the Hit Pit, a song is taking shape. A singer steps into a vocal booth and records harmonies. He's wearing a baseball cap that's turned backwards so the brim won't hit the microphone, and he strums air guitar as he lays down a track.
That was the day a real soldier died.
Outside the booth, a couple of songwriters sit at the console. They've penned thousands of tunes, but today's is a standout. It's being recorded for an Operation Song album. The nonprofit organization has a new CD coming out with 14 tracks like this, co-written by veterans, their family members, and top Nashville talent. The organization helps military personnel deal with PTSD and other challenges. It's a unique type of music therapy. The lyrics are cathartic, based on deeply personal, often traumatic experiences.
My remorse is a permanent condition.
Operation Song started in 2012. Bob Regan founded it. He's a Grammy-nominated artist who's written hits for Trisha Yearwood, Keith Urban, and Billy Ray Cyrus. Regan is also an acclaimed guitar player, and he got the idea for Operation Song while touring military bases with the Nashville Songwriters Band. He was traveling the world, performing for U.S. troops.
I'm a civilian. I did not serve. And it just opened my eyes to the incredible age range of the veterans that are serving in the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The physical injuries, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury. So songwriters are kind of armchair therapists, and it's sort of our job to help sort out each other's experiences and make them make sense and give them some meaning. So that was my initial idea, and I just kind of went down to the VA, and I got to give a shout-out to Tina Haynes, the music therapist at the time at the VA, and we just started a group, and people came and started telling stories.
Okay.
Today, in this Nashville recording studio, they're working on a song based on the experiences of Paul Renner, a pilot from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Cobra helicopters on a deadly mission.
On December 19th, 1968, First Lieutenant Renner took off with a new acquaintance, a Chief Warrant Officer II, whose name was Ben Ide. Renner usually kept to himself, but something about Ben Ide made him want to sit and socialize.
Ben was new to the unit. I had been introduced to Ben. And that night, I just happened to run into him at the officers' club. He was telling me about his family, which normally I wouldn't sit around and discuss. showed me pictures of his kids. Anyway, the night passed, the morning came, I went out to went and checked the board in operations to make sure of the flight schedules, the times.
They told us blow that bridge, put it out of commission.
You hear stories about the hair standing up on the back of your neck. It truly did on mine that day. I thought something was bad, was getting ready to happen. Ben flew with me that day. I think this was maybe his second or third mission.
We took too many hits on that second run.
And I was pretty much alone in Vietnam. I never wanted to get close to anybody because I never wanted this to happen. That where you lose someone or lose a friend that you've made.
That was the day a real soldier died.
I knew about shell shock and battle fatigue from World War II and some of the things my dad went through. But I didn't think that would happen to me. You know, when I go back and think about this particular incident, during the daytime, it's more in general terms. But when you're dreaming about this at night, it's very much in detail.
Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky, together again on that endless flight, and he'll be there till the day I die.
The song becomes layered and complex as the recording session continues. The haunting vocals are mixed with powerful guitars and drums.
When we crashed to the ground, Charlie had won. That was the day a real soldier died. One was taken, the other survived. Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky. Last ride.
You know, I would write maybe 100 different lines for a song. I'm not a songwriter, probably never will be, but they sat down with me and we'd go through the 100 different lines and we'd pick out maybe 30 that could be placed into a song, and that's how we arrived at this song.
Sessions take place each week in multiple Tennessee cities: Nashville, Murfreesboro, Clarksville, and Chattanooga. Songwriters work alongside professional music therapists, and they help the veterans open up. Sometimes the veterans share memories they've never told anyone, not their wives, not their children.
We have a table. We pile the tables together, and we have three vets on one side, three vets on the other.
This is Don Goodman talking about what happens at the Chattanooga sessions. Goodman is a Grammy-nominated songwriter who's written hits for Blake Shelton, Alabama, and Lee Greenwood. Goodman got involved with Operation Song shortly after it started, and he says now it's become everything to him.
Harlan Howard, one of the greatest country songwriters who ever lived, he once described country music as three chords and the truth. Well, when you're sitting across the table from a guy whose life is one continuous nightmare, the truth hits the table. The truth is the hardest thing. It's the thing they let go of last.
To me, it's been as beneficial, if not more so, than my actual counseling. There's something about writing these feelings down. They just keep coming out, and the more you write, the more they come out.
One other acclaimed songwriter was involved in crafting this song. Steve Dean is a Grammy nominee who's written hits for Rodney Atkins, George Strait, and Reba McEntire. Dean says becoming part of this changed his life.
When there was a Vietnam War going on, I was too young to go. I always knew there was a war going on, but I didn't really know what it was or what it meant to these guys or what they had to go through. And writing these songs, it's been the most eye-opening experience I've ever had, and it's ongoing, too. I mean, there's no end in sight, and it's great.
The song is Ben's Last Ride. Paul Renner, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean wrote it. Matt Dame is the singer. Now that we've heard parts of the song, let's listen to the complete version. That's coming up in a moment.
WUTC offers professional recording facilities for corporate needs, commercials, personal projects, and podcasts. Let WUTC work for you with consultation, script writing, and project creation. 425-4364.
across the Laotian border at first light. Such a beautiful morning for a gunfight. Cobra helicopters on a deadly mission. They told us blow that bridge, put it out of commission. It was heavily guarded, the calm stood tall. Small arms and big guns, they fired them all. We took too many hits on that second run. When we crashed to the ground, Charlie had won. That was the day a real soldier died. One was taken, the other survived. Now I have these dreams and we're back in the sky. His last ride. In slow motion, we went down fast. There were VC firing from the tall grass. Had my back up against that shot down Cobra. Raised in the neck, hit in the shoulder. The rescue chopper came in fast, but Ben was already a part of the past. Didn't do no good praying or wishing. My remorse is a permanent condition. That was the day a real soldier.
That was Ben's Last Ride. You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special, featuring songs from the battlefield and back home. Coming up next, we'll meet Tracy Smith, a Gold Star father who has two songs to his credit.
My name's Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. The song Change explains why people around the nation are leaving coins at the graves of soldiers, sailors, and other military service members. Here's how the song begins.
A penny, love and respect. A nickel, boot camp together. A dime, you served together. A quarter, you were there when they gave their life for their country.
That's Don Goodman voicing the intro. Goodman, Tracy Smith, and Steve Dean wrote Change. Dean sings.
In memory, they're left behind. Quarters, nickels, pennies, and dimes. Flowers for love, the flags for glory. The coins are there to tell a story.
leaving coins or other objects for the dead is a custom as ancient as Greek mythology, but this specific variation is apparently very modern. Tracy Smith first noticed it after his son's funeral. Randall Smith had served in the Navy, mortally wounded during a 2015 domestic terrorist attack.
Actually, it would have been the day after Randall's funeral we stopped, and there was already chains on the headstone, and we had to Google it to see what it meant because we had no idea. And I just think it's an awesome tradition.
It's unclear who assigned these meanings to the coins or when the tradition started. Some websites say it began during the Vietnam War. Others contend it's more recent. Email forwards and Facebook posts are helping circulate the idea today. And now, the song Change.
When you laid it there, did you shed a tear? When you served together, did you buy him a beer?
The nonprofit organization Operation Song brought Smith, Dean, and Goodman together. Dean and Goodman are Nashville professionals who've written thousands of songs. Smith, in contrast, says his main musical experience was changing the station while listening to the radio. Operation Song hosts weekly workshops where songwriters sit at a table with people like Smith, people who have a story to tell, specifically the stories of veterans, active duty military, or Gold Star family members.
There's times it gets emotional because we're reliving things that are born out of the worst times in our life.
Smith got involved wanting to write a song about his son, Randall. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith had been stationed at a Navy Operational Support Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Randall was one of five service members murdered by a homegrown terrorist who attacked the center on July 16, 2015. According to news reports, Randall risked his life to warn others before he was mortally wounded.
Somebody asked me back on July 16th, they said, how does it feel to be the father of an American hero? And to me, the hero part isn't because anybody died. It might make you brave or courageous, but how you live your life and the example you set, not only for his children, but for others, that's what makes them heroes.
That's the theme of the first song Smith wrote.
No, it's not just a uniform. It's how you lived your life. Being there for your babies and your loving wife. You're a father and a hero. Just doing what you do. The best friend that I ever knew.
We had been out one Saturday, and we went home, and Randall and I cooked lunch for everybody, and we're done with lunch, and he starts cleaning up the kitchen and mopping floors, and I'm just like, what are you doing? He says, Angie does it for me, so, the least I could do is do it for her. And, I kind of thought it was funny, but also incredible at the same time.
Oh, my son, we all miss you.
Smith is a regular face on Wednesdays at Operation Song's Chattanooga writing sessions with Don Goodman and Steve Dean. Smith says it's kind of addicting. He sits there with veterans from World War II, Iraq, and other conflicts, and the therapeutic part is more than simply writing about their experiences. It's the camaraderie, friendships that continue after the lyrics are typed and the guitars are put back in their cases.
I was having a bad day, and Don... we talked till after midnight on a Friday night just because he wanted to make sure that I was okay. You don't get that a lot of other places. It's a testimony not only to them as individuals, but what Operation Song stands for.
Smith says someday he might write another song. Right now, he has two. Change is the new one, and it's perfect for Memorial Day. We'll hear it in just a moment.
My name is Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
A penny, love and respect. A nickel, boot camp together. A dime, you serve together. a quarter, you were there when they gave their life for their country.
A marble stone on hallowed ground, flags and flowers all around. In memory they're left behind, quarters, nickels, pennies and dimes. The flowers for love, the flags for glory, coins are there to tell a story. I stand and wonder who left them there. When you did, were you aware? A warrior in heaven was watching you. And when you left that coin, how did it change? When you laid it there, did you shed a tear? When you served together, did you buy him a beer? Will you remember how you met? Does the token show you won't forget? In a way I can't explain, we're all bound by this loose change. I stand and wonder who left them there. When you did, were you aware? A warrior in heaven was watching you. And when you left that coin, how did it change? On that stone, left by children, left alone. I stand and wonder who left them there. When you did, were you aware? A warrior in heaven was watching you. And when you left that coin, how did it change? A marble stone on hallowed ground, flags and flowers all around.
That was the song Change by Tracy Smith, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean. Here's another one they wrote. A Father and Hero is about Tracy's son Randall.
Today I went to 407B. It's more than just a stone, it's so many memories. Times past and all things never meant to be. It does not define him, but will always remind him the price of being free. But it's so much more than that to me. No, it's not just a uniform, it's how you lived your life. Being there for your babies and your loving wife. You're a father and a hero, just doing what you do. The best friend that I ever knew. Oh, my son,
we all miss you. I know in a church someday I will see your smile. Even though you won't be there to walk your daughters down the aisle, I moved to this city to be near your family, and I live in fear that I'll forget one precious memory. It's more than just a uniform, it's how you lived your life, being there for your babies and your loving wife. You're a father and a hero, just doing what you do, the best friend that I ever knew. We all miss you. 2011, 12 and 13, you gave your children life. Then you gave this country yours on the 16th of July. Oh my son, what a sacrifice. No, it's not just a uniform, it's how you lived your life, being there for your babies and your loving wife. You're a father and a hero, just doing what you do, the best friend that I ever knew. Oh, my son, we all miss. Today I went to 407B.
This is WUTC, Essential News, Eclectic Music Every Day.
You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. We heard from Tracy Smith, whose son Randall was one of the Fallen Five, the five victims of a terrorist attack at a Chattanooga, Tennessee Navy Operational Support Center. Lori Wyatt's husband, David, was a Marine Staff Sergeant and another one of the Fallen Five. She also wrote a song with Don Goodman and Steve Dean. Her song recounts how, after the attack, Chattanooga residents came together to mourn, create makeshift memorials, and support the families of the fallen. When her husband, David, was buried in the Chattanooga National Cemetery, thousands of people lined the streets during the funeral procession, holding up American flags and saluting. Lori Wyatt shares the story behind the song she wrote. It's called Chattanooga Rain.
That morning was any normal morning. He got up, gave me a kiss, he left. He's running late like normal. I got up, got the kids ready for school. Then I went to work, and I was at work, and I received a thing on my phone saying that somebody from our phone plan had dialed 911. I just figured maybe it was a mistake. And then I kept getting texts from other people asking if David was okay. My name is Lori Wyatt, wife of Staff Sergeant David Wyatt.
Residents of Chattanooga, Tennessee are in mourning over the mass shootings at two local military centers. The gunman killed people.
The alleged gunman, 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, began by shooting at a naval recruitment center. Police chased him several miles to a Naval Reserve Center, where he again opened fire. Several churches around the city held vigils, including the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
I found out around 7 o'clock that night. There's two Marines that came to the door. They told me basically what I already knew at that point, that there was a shooting. And so I asked him if he was gone, and they said yes.
Today in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a somber moment.
Late this afternoon, several churches and chapels rang their bells. They chimed five times, one for each of the military service members who died in the shootings.
Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Petty Officer Randall Smith, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Lance Corporal Squire Wells, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt.
They were called the Fallen Five, and he was one of them.
My name is Don Goodman.
My name is Steve Dean. We had just been here because we come every Wednesday, and I heard about it that morning, and I just was shocked, you know.
When I first started seeing the coverage on TV, all you could see was a sea of red, white, and blue blowing in the wind.
At the site of the first shooting, the military recruiting office in a Chattanooga strip mall, a makeshift memorial to the victims gets bigger every day. There are hundreds of small American flags, red, white, and blue balloons, signs, and pictures of the victims.
A sea of red, white, and blue was blowing in the wind.
I've been a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee for 45 years. Written 2,000 or 3,000 songs in order to come up with a handful you might recognize.
Yeah, I've actually just followed right along in Don's footsteps. I've been in Nashville since 1982 in the business, and I'm the same way. I've written thousands of songs.
Lori came to us, and she said, "I want to make sure that he is never forgotten."
Musicians and songwriters, welcome to Operation Song.
Being a part of Operation Song and getting to write with these veterans, these active duties, these family members, these people like Lori, it's made songwriting so special.
You see that table? There's six people and there's two boxes of Kleenex. We go through them every week.
They ask questions. There's a counselor there.
Did you have much experience writing, you know, song lyrics or poetry or anything like that?
No, not at all. We did the first session, and then they asked me to type up more feelings, and so I sent them like six pages of feelings, essentially.
He loved his country, his family and friends, his brothers in the Corps, his kids and me.
I wanted to be remembered for who he was. He was a good dad. He was good at his job. He was a hero. But he also, like, on a day-to-day, he was there for his kids and his friends, and just a good guy who wanted to do the right things.
I was blessed to be his wife, forced to say goodbye, and I cried Chattanooga Ray.
It's been a somber week. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the funeral for Marine Staff Sergeant David Wyatt was held yesterday.
The private service was only for family, friends, and dignitaries, so thousands of people lined the streets for 20 miles between the church and the Chattanooga National Cemetery to pay their own respects. Tandra Bell was somber as she waited in the 90-degree heat to honor Staff Sergeant Wyatt.
Well, I am an American, and of course, when this happened, I felt lost also.
Mike Wooden says he wanted Wyatt's family to know Chattanooga loves them. He also thought it could help change the city's focus away from the tragedy.
I don't want to say closure, but I think with people coming together like this, we're going to be united.
Wyatt grew up in Arkansas, but his family wanted to bury him here in Chattanooga because of his love of the community and the community's outpouring of support.
So many strangers, their faces were all the same. Every eye was filled with Chattanooga rain.
Chattanooga rain represents the tears that we've all shed over this. The town, my family, my friends, all of us. We drove in the procession. I remember this one woman, she saw me, and as soon as she saw me, she reached out and she just was weeping. And these people were crying just as hard as we were over this loss. And I mean, my heart broke for them just seeing how emotional they were, how hard it was for them. And Chattanooga rain, I think it tells my story. I hope that it offers some inspiration to people, knowing that even all these times are hard, that there is people there for you to help you after. And it tells my story of how hard it was. And I think they did a good job representing that.
I remember saying to Lori, you know, I know this is painful for you. I know this is hard for you. And she says, no, it's something I've got to do. She took her song from her heart and wanted to share it with everyone.
I'll always see you.
That was Minnie Murphy singing Chattanooga Rain, written by Lori Wyatt, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean. In just a moment, we'll hear the complete studio version of Chattanooga Rain.
This is WUTC, essential, eclectic, every day.
His country, his friends and family, his brothers in the Corps, his kids and me. Now he lies here in a field of stone, and this mountain town will always be our home. I was blessed to be his wife, to say goodbye, and I cried Chattanooga Rain. Standing in a circle of family and friends, thanking God for each and every one of them, knowing my heart, my life will never be the same. My tears fall down like Chattanooga rain. When I told my children that Daddy's gone, it broke. To tear their world apart, I'll see them cry the rest of my life. The streets were lined with people, flags and signs. Blue skies and Chattanooga. Thank you.
Chattanooga rain.
You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Portions of this special were broadcast last year on Memorial Day. Our rebroadcast today includes new material. Throughout this hour, we've heard songs from Gold Star family members and a Vietnam veteran. They all co-wrote their songs with professionals from Nashville, Tennessee. That's what Operation Song does. The nonprofit's mission is to empower people to tell their stories through the process of songwriting in creative and therapeutic settings. Our next song is Last Monday in May. It's about this very holiday. Six people wrote Last Monday in May, including Operation Song founder Bob Regan.
It occurred to me I'd never heard a song about Memorial Day. And every year it's the last Monday in May, and that alliterates, so that's like catnip to a songwriter. And I just had the idea of doing each verse about a different conflict.
From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan.
It's like reading a history book. It's a 3.5-minute history lesson.
This is songwriter Don Goodman.
It personified something we hear all the time as same story, different war.
I fought on a distant shore. In the war to end all wars, World War I turned into two. Argonne into Peleliu.
Operation Song participant Jimmy Ray Sells remembers the first time he heard Last Monday in May.
I walked into the therapy room. The therapist there at that time at the VA at Murfreesboro, she was playing this. And at that time, I was a time bomb anyway.
Sells had gone there because of PTSD. He'd served in Vietnam in the Navy. After he returned to civilian life, he became reclusive, wanting to just go home and close the blinds. He suffered flashbacks at night. A VA psychologist recommended music therapy, and he attended an Operation Song session. At that first session, listening to a recording of Last Monday in May, he was deeply affected.
I left the room. I walked out on, campus there, and I walked around, and I just broke down.
So what was it that affected you so much?
Oh, just all of it. All of it. I had two great uncles in World War I in the Argonne. Three uncles in World War II, one on the first wave on D-Day. And then from my experiences, the part where it says a chopper went down.
The chopper went down in Iraq. One more week and I'd made it back.
Now Jimmy Ray Sells is lending his voice to this very song. You're hearing him right now singing Last Monday in May. He was moved by it, and now he can share that feeling with others by performing this song. He says during those dark times after serving in the Navy, he didn't touch his guitar. But Operation Song rekindled his passion for performing.
After getting involved with Operation Song, then I drug out the old guitar again, and it's just kept me going. It's something to wake up for every day now.
The last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
A couple of years ago, on Memorial Day, Jimmy Ray Sells performed the song live in Washington, D.C., along with Bob Regan and Iraq veteran Ian Wagner. They sang at the World War II Monument and the Memorial Day Parade pre-show. Coming up, we're going to hear a version of the song that features the voices of Jimmy Ray Sells, Ian Wagner, and Ward Davis.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
One day the phone rang.
Hello.
Hello.
And it was him.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Hey, there we go.
What's shaking?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Let me introduce you to someone.
Okay.
He was just the most charming, welcoming, open, beguiling person you could possibly imagine. And he was nuts, which was a lot of fun.
Say hello to Awesome every week on Radiolab.
Listen to Radiolab at 4 p.m. on Sundays on 88.1 FM.
When news breaks quickly, it can be hard to know what really matters.
President Trump will sign an executive order.
Came up in a car, shot at police.
This weapon was aimed at a network.
There will not be a government shutdown because everyone...
Every morning, rely on NPR News to find the people and ideas at the center of the story so that you understand what's happening and what it means to you. Stand with the facts. Tune into Morning Edition weekdays 6 to 10 on WUTC.
Took a musket ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems everyone's forgotten me, till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. I bought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War One turned into two, are gone into Pelham. It's hard to rest so far from home, but one day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory weighs on the last Monday in May. From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan, in whatever wars are yet to be, we'll fight to keep our country free. My chopper went down in Iraq. One more week I'd have made it back. Now my war and battle's done. I rest in peace in Arlington. My wife is here most days with me. Won't you come keep us company on the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves. Remember those who died and the sacrifices made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
That was Last Monday in May, written by Bob Regan, Don Goodman, and several veterans, Todd Foster, Joe Shellman, Ron Sharp, Ricky Smith, William Wooldridge, and William Mathis. Now we're going to hear a few more selections from Operation Song. First, the new song Arlington, featuring Jimmy Ray Sells.
Arlington, Arlington, friend, have you ever been to Arlington? If there was ever hallowed ground, then it's here at Arlington. There's a peace we feel with reverence everywhere when we go and spend some time with our heroes lying here. They gave it all for us, their toils of battle done. Now they rest at Arlington, Arlington, Arlington. Friend, have you ever been to Arlington? If there was ever a piece of hallowed ground, then it's here at Arlington. There's something holy all about this place. We can only imagine the horrors of war that they faced. But now they lie here for all eternity. Our most sacred heroes, friend, they died for you and me. Arlington, Arlington, friend, have you ever been to Arlington? And if there was ever a piece of holy ground, to me, it's here at Arlington. Yes, to me, it's here at Arlington.
That was Arlington, featuring Jimmy Ray Sells. You're listening to the Operation Song Memorial Day Special. Our next selection is from the Operation Song Chattanooga CD, which was released last year. This is Lighter Side of Darkness, written by Don Goodman, Steve Dean, and veteran Terry Tisdale.
Sitting on the front porch after a night full of dreams, lost in the shadows of my memories, like lightning in a thunderstorm on a night without a moon. I feel the whole earth shaking like I'm in a tomb. Lord, lead me to the lighter side of darkness. I'm begging you, light a candle in my soul. I don't know how much longer I can take this. Lord, lead me.
brighter side of darkness. Stuck in a bottle, looking through a broken glass. Just no way to drink enough to ever drown the past. And tears are rolling down my face. On my knees I am. I'm begging you to light a candle.
This is WUTC, Essential News, eclectic music, every day.
We've reached the end of the Operation Song Memorial Day special. We hope you've enjoyed this hour. We'd like to hear from you. You can reach Operation Song at their website, operationsong.org. To participate, all you need is your experience and your story. No musical experience required. WUTC 88.1 FM produced this special. We're the NPR affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can find us online at WUTC.org. Our executive producers are Mary Ollie Newman, Richard Winham, and me, Michael Edward Miller. A big thank you to Operation Song, the nonprofit organization making these weekly songwriting sessions possible. Thank you to Operation Song founder and director Bob Regan, and the Chattanooga Operation Song team, Bobby Standifer, Ann Myers, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean.
My name's Bob Regan with Operation Song, and if anyone out there would like to get in touch and learn more about the program, if you know somebody that might benefit, if you would like to talk about trying to bring Operation Song to your community, contact us at operationsong.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Remember all of us and the sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.